This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Ballots are due this Tuesday. In Rock County, there are 7,916 that have been returned. In Rio Blanco County, 1,829 have been returned. In Moffitt County, 2,854 have been counted as of midnight Tuesday. The ballots in Moffitt County had a printing error, so extra judges have been needed from both political parties to watch the process of fixing each ballot, whether it was mailed in or whether you voted in person.
The process is completely safe. Either way that you do it, your vote's gonna count.
And that is Moffitt County Clerk Stacy Morgan. She says many people have offered to be election judges to help.
All of the surrounding communities in Northwest Colorado have been stepping up. This process takes time, and I'm just so appreciative of all the support we have received.
Certified election judges from both political parties from throughout Northwest Colorado are watching the process carefully to help Moffitt County. Morgan asks that all Moffitt County residents turn in your ballot as soon as possible, since the process to count each ballot is more time-consuming. Rout County says the county's HR department's checking on availability of having admin or office staff living in Moffitt County help out with the election needs in Moffitt County. If so, Rout County would cover their salaries if they can help out. It's Halloween. Here's some of the fun stuff happening. The Halloween Stroll is in downtown Steamboat Springs, 5 to 7 o'clock tonight. Dress up. Bring the whole family. Please leave parking spaces available for families with small children closer to the event. Stroller parking will be available on Lincoln near the courthouse. Lost parents should go to 7th Street. Everyone's asked to leave at 7 p.m. so Lincoln Avenue, which is also Highway 40, can reopen to traffic as soon as possible. Trick or Treat Street in Craig is from 4 to 6 today on Yampa Avenue in downtown Craig. Halloween Spirit Day is at Craig Middle School. 6th graders wear orange. 7th graders are wearing purple. 8th graders black. The school dress code applies. Victory Motors of Craig hosts Trunk or Treat tonight. That is from 5 to 7 o'clock. A free Halloween carnival is at Centennial Mall in Craig. That is from 6 to 9 tonight. The Yampa Valley Vixens present Desire After Dark in the dark forest of Del Mezcal on 729 Lincoln Avenue in Steamboat. Doors open at 8:30. It's for people 21 and over. Emily Rossi from Sirocco High School received the Gold Award at the recent 97th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Rossi represents Colorado. She is one of the best in the country in FFA for extemporaneous public speaking. Also from South Route County, the South Route Education Endowment Fund has received another $50,000 donation from an anonymous donor. It's in honor of a South Route teacher who's asked not to be named. The gift puts the South Route Endowment Fund at close to $500,000. That's their goal. It's homecoming week for the Sirocco Rams. Tonight is Halloween and a pep assembly and the cross-country team send-off to state. The Steamboat Sailors boys soccer team won their first round of the state 3A playoffs over Denver West last night, 7-0. The Steamboat Skating Club sends news that three athletes recently passed the next level of their national skating assessment. The test was in Vail. The team also brought home 14 medals from the recent Fright Fest skating competition in Fort Collins. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.